It was late.
It was late.
And you're drinking.
And you're drinking.
And wasting time at the bar in the city. You notice an older gentleman in his late 50s, maybe early 60s. He comes into the bar. He takes a seat near you and starts ordering a beer. You have a seat near him and feel drawn to talking for some reason. It seems a little intimidating, but you don't know why. You don't start talking right away, but wait for a few drinks to get in both. After about an hour, you start chatting with the man. Slowly, at first, discussing sports or maybe politics. He tells you his name and where he's from. Pleasant chat, nothing too heavy. Topics come to sports and politics and family. But there is something about him. He's confident, like he's in control of things. You're looking at him too much and then trying to look away quickly. There's a quick break in the conversation here and there, and then it starts up again. You're hitting it off well enough. Not too many other people distracting either of you. During the next lull, he says, I've got to go and drain the hose. It's all filled up. So off he goes to the restroom. You don't think much about it, but he's gone a little while. And now you need to go. You wait. But he doesn't return. So after about 2 minutes, you realize that you need to go badly. And you amble slowly off and into the bathroom to find your new pal finishing his piss from the biggest monster cock you have ever seen. You think it might be an optical illusion, or maybe someone put something in your drink. You stop. Startled and don't know what to think. It almost doesn't look real. You are in shock and you stare at every inch of it. It must be 13 inches long and thick like a python. It's greasy like it's been used recently. Your new friend notices your instant state of amazement and laughs it off. Yeah, I know. It's a horse dick, all right. And somehow folds it back into his pants, which probably take a good 45 seconds. And he leaves the bathroom to go back to the bar. You stay in the bathroom a little while and think. You're turned on. Could he tell? You feel hot and flustered, and you're glad you're alone at this moment. As you leave the bathroom and walk back to your seat, you are visibly flustered and probably blushing. You sit down and try to act as if nothing has happened. You notice your pal has moved closer. He is now seated in the seat directly next to you. He moved over and got close. You say nothing and sit down and try to act as if everything is okay. Maybe he didn't notice how long you looked. Maybe everyone looks at that donkey dick. How could they not, you think? You go back to talking, and for a few minutes it seems as if the bathroom incident never happened. Eventually, the conversation picks up, and you're heaving a sigh of relief that all is well and things are back to normal. But in the middle of the conversation about the economy, he says, I gotta hit it again. This booze is running right through me. You nod as he gets up, but then he turns and stops. There's a beat.
There's a beat. There's a beat.
Wanna come watch?
Wanna come watch? Wanna come watch?
You freeze.
You freeze.
Half of you wants to fold up from embarrassment, but half of you wants to say yes, sir. But you are so embarrassed, you barely believe it's happening. He wants you to watch. Why? You start to run it over in your head without realizing you're not even responding. Your trance is broken suddenly when he speaks again. Well, pussy boy, do you want to come watch me piss? Yes, you say barely audibly. What did you say? I couldn't hear you. Say it louder. You speak up and hear a very well, let's go, I ain't got all day. You follow him to the bathroom, and this time your heart is racing, and you cannot believe what it is you are about to do. He walks up to the urinal, and looking at you with this serial killer-like intensity, commands you to open his pants, unzip him, and pull out his big, veiny, fat horse cock. You do exactly as you are told, but your hands are shaking as you reach in. It seems impossible that this is happening. You start to feel lightheaded. You are hot and barely can keep it together, knowing your slimy little palms will be on that big thing in just a second. You reach inside his pants, and it's tight, just getting in, and feel this warm, velvety skin wrapped around a fire hose, a massive, thick, long cock. You can feel it pulsing in your hand, and you slowly and reverently guide it towards the urinal. That's right, pussy boy. You hear me? You point the Duraflame log and wait for it to light, and all at once it comes a strong, steady stream of hot piss. This is fantastic, and you are so turned on watching. He tells you to paint the urinal with his piss and twirl his giant cock around, to which you gladly oblige. As he finishes, he tells you to make sure and shake off the last few drops of his piss before you put him back in his trousers. As soon as he's done, you both walk back to your seats and are walking slowly, as if in a dream, feeling good but apprehensive. At the bar, he starts telling you how he's been looking for a pussy boy cock slave for months, but he hasn't been able to find anyone that could handle his 13-inch donkey dick. He asks if you think you are up to the task, and simultaneously puts your hand on his bulge under the bar. It feels huge and getting bigger. It's also rock hard. At that point, you are swept up in lust, and you feel as if you are outside your own body watching, observing you and your daddy master-to-be. He tells you to squeeze his horse dick and give it a good tug, and he asks if you are again up to the task of being his pussy boy. Only this time he says it in a dominant, commanding tone. Daddy Bidcock is speaking to you, and you know your place. You look him right in the eyes and say, yes, 100%. Please, sir, I am up to the challenge of being your pussy boy. And then you get your courage together and give his fat anaconda a hard squeeze and rub your hand up and down the entire length of his incredible swelling cock. You can feel every ridge and vein through his pants, and you trace the shapes with your finger. He says he wants to come over to your place and have you worship him, show you who's boss, and that you should take a cab back to your place so he can see what a real pussy body his new little cock slut has, how weak and subservient you are, what a filthy little cock servant you can be. You realize you're going to have to prove it. Now you're in deep, and you're not coming out until you have been used. On the way over to your place, you sit in the back seat. He makes sure to keep your hand all over his amazing sweaty cock. You're so turned on by staring at the immense size of his pants that Daddy can sense it pretty easily. Big Cock Daddy grabs the back of your head and pushes your face right into his crotch so you can smell the stink of his huge, dirty, sweaty man balls through his pants. You drink in the aroma and wish you could suck that big thing, but are scared that there's no way you can fit that monster cock in your mouth. The ride drags on, with you excited and ready and scared of the next step. Finally, after what seems an eternity, the car reaches your place. In no time, you are upstairs, and he immediately orders you on your knees and tells you if you're going to earn his big daddy monster cock first, you have to clean out his dirty daddy asshole with your tongue. You're going to be his ass maid and clean everything right up. You fall right in like Alice down the rabbit hole, deep into his hairy ass and taint, sucking and licking his asshole clean, your tongue going way deep inside, sometimes trying to reach your tongue to the back of his big cum-filled balls. You position yourself in between his hairy ass cheeks. Slowly, you reach your hands up and grab each globe of his white, dirty ass and slowly spread his cheeks. And place your nose right into his hairy, red stretched out asshole, deep and hard. You take a full deep whiff, and this causes Daddy Big Cock to groan. Man, looks like you're a real pussy boy. Looks like you really need the donkey dick. The sound of his words bring a pang of shame, but it also makes you more excited than you have ever been. You must admit that you are on your knees in front of this man, sticking your tongue deep into his asshole for only one reason, because he has the hugest fucking cock. You are the slave for Daddy Donkey Dick and his big daddy horse cock, because you just can't get enough of looking and touching it, and soon you're going to get a whole lot more. It's embarrassing, but it's true how much you have always desired, needed, and craved this. You're feeling like you fit right in, clearing out that dirty ass for Daddy Donkey Dick. Open up, little boy, Daddy Donkey Dick shouts, and he turns around. The moment of truth has come, and he shoves that whole 13-inch massive dong right down your little bitch throat and listens to you gag. He listens to you cry and choke as he bangs his heavy, hairy, cum-filled balls against your slutty chin. His cock is sweaty and slick and dirty and pulsing, and you can feel his big clanking balls vibrating and filling up,
and filling up,
as he deep fucks your pussy throat with his dirty daddy donkey dick. He comes, and you choke on all the thick white creamy stuff, filling you all the way up. You're deep throating his huge unwashed donkey dick, cleaning his head cheese and cum off the shaft, slurping on his massive hairy hanging balls until he comes more, buckets deep down your throat. And then there's a pause, just for a minute, as he leaves his big oozing tool in your mouth. It's heavy and leaking on your tongue and clogging the back of your throat. I can barely breathe with all this jizz down my throat, Daddy, you say. Well, then you're in for a surprise, kid. Daddy Donkey Dick barks. And at that moment, you feel it coming, but there's nothing you can do. Warm, salty, and dirty, and infected tasting, it keeps coming. Yes. Daddy Donkey Dick is pissing down your little slut boy throat. You're a little piss boy, aren't you? Daddy Donkey Dick says. He then takes a break and makes you get his donkey dick hard again, rubbing, kissing, and licking that hairy, long, dirty shaft clean. You're working it like a pro. But it's a big job for your little mouth. You thought you were a macho man, and now you're finding out what your place is. It's so big, it seems to never get fully soft. But when it stands at attention, it looks as big as a Louisville slugger. Now it's up and ready. So he can now fuck your man cunt deep and lodge 13 inches of thick, throbbing, hot, veiny, donkey dick daddy meat up your stupid little cunt, like the pussy boy that you are. He throws you hard down on the bed, and he goes right up to your pussy with the biggest cock on the planet, a huge ramrod, and he fucks the shit out of you, pounding you like a jackhammer, with you on your stomach, slamming into you with such force that your cock starts to leak pre-cum as your pussy ass just keeps jiggling all over his monster cock, with you screaming and crying into the pillow, getting your butthole slammed, and the cum starts to now squirt out of your small and inferior cock. While Daddy Donkey Dick pounds little pussy boy's ass like it's going out of style. Take it, pussy boy. Be a good kid. And he just keeps going and going and going and going. Until he comes deep in your sissy man cunt. The room stinks of his huge unwashed cock. Smegma. Hairy, sweaty balls, his heavy, creamy, thick, hot, massive load, and the slimy shit that's oozing out of your ass. He stays in your cunt for a few minutes, and then starts pissing at it again. It's a hot piss enema, filling you up again, and smelling worse than before, mixing with all the other disgusting smells and bodily fluids. He then pulls out his slimy shit-covered donkey dick and presents it to you to clean up, which you gladly do, and tenderly and gingerly you clean up his giant low-hanging hairy balls until they are shiny. You drool. You lick and lick and lick and start to get excited all over again. You feel tired and sore and used. And you took a horse cock no one could take. And it pounded you over and over and over. You are Daddy Donkey Dick's little cock toy now. pussy boy and ready for anything, any dirty little thing daddy wants. Daddy Donkey Dick tells you what a great loose sissy cunt you have and proceeds to slap your ass hard. Over and over again and again, whack, 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 whack. Until your white cheeks are as red as a fire engine, and then he roughly spreads them and starts inserting fingers into your gapy, yawning asshole. Until he gets his fist inside you, and you can hear an audible pop. Daddy wasn't fucking around with this sissy boy cunt toy, and he's fucking popped your tight ass. He fucking popped your ass. You are in complete shock. You are in this crazy, lust-filled daze with your mouth wide open, drool just flowing out, running down your chin, fluid and cum everywhere, and your eyes wide open, hypnotized and wide in a deep, far-off gaze. You slack mouth drooling and tasting his metal piss. And this horsedick motherfucker starts fisting your ass. Well, actually, your poor stretched out cunt. You're a cum drunk little punch boy. It's ragged and loose now. And so stretched out that it's like you just gave birth. More carefully than before, he slowly starts going deeper and deeper and deeper, filling you up with inch after inch of his forearm, and you can feel his large hand churning your fucked up insides. It's amazing. And you are now just continually coming over and over again and again and again, one long, strong, deep, earth-shattering orgasm after another. You're screaming incoherently, like the fucked up whore cock bitch into the pillow. And you're screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm your little pussy boy. Oh my God, Daddy, Big Daddy Donkey Dick, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me." And Daddy Donkey Dick is churning your cunt like he's making butter out of your sissy ass, pulling back to the edge of his fist and then plowing it back in elbow deep. And it's too much to bear. And this is driving you insane and fucking up your brain and making gaping holes that will never close or work properly. But you don't even care at this point. You're a sissy boy with a popped ass, and you are delirious. He popped your fucking ass. He popped your ass, and you can't believe it. Your ass cunt is continuously spamming, and then he decides to go to the next level and starts pulling out. All the way, and then back in, all the way, until his fist is completely out of your yawning, gaping asshole, and then right back in. This donkey dick motherfucker is punch-fucking your little boy ass cunt to the point of being sadistic and ruining that cunt like you deserve. Harder and harder all the time. And it's fucking your brain and making you crazy. You are hallucinating now and seeing things. And he punch fucks his little son, the cocksucker pussy boy. You're crying, moaning, screaming, head shaking violently side to side. Coming. Body shaking, shivering, floating, coming, passing out and back in, fading out and fading in. It's absolutely amazing. It's an incredible experience to go this far and to push the limits of your sexuality, and all stemmed from seeing Big Daddy Donkey Dick's cock. and all this fisting and fucking. He's practically barking at you like a drill sergeant, punching and fucking, and all the while he keeps on repeating what a pussy boy you are. A little pussy boy with his little boy cock, and how he gets fucked like a little girl with a man-sized monster cock. What a great cunt you have, Daddy Donkey says. Look how I turn macho men, drinking in bars into little pussy punks, he shouts. And how you turned into a pussy boy cunt. Isn't that true, pussy boy? To which you scream, yes, yes. Pussy boy is my cock slave, isn't that so? Yes, yes. Yes. Pussy boy is my horse dick loving asshole eating donkey dick slut. And this elbow deep punch fucking ass assault continues for another 15 minutes before his arm gets tired and he realizes you are barely conscious. So he's decided you've had enough and he'll take his 13 inch foot long plus horse dick and he slides it back up your man cunt. Actually, it just kind of falls in since it's so fucking loose. So he can sleep with his foot long plus cock deep in your cunt. And that's how Donkey Daddy drifts off to sleep, since you are literally unconscious. He on top of you with his entire weight on you and his donkey log deep. So far deep inside you that he's actually in your descending colon. Daddy Donkey Dick and the little pussy boy sleep it off.